Each summer, of course, we slather, spray, roll on, light coils, let's face it, become soldiers in our own solitary campaign against the needled ones. We happened upon a mosquito-infested night this summer in Rhinelander, Wisconsin, where at community festivities, everyone was slapping on something pungent from a mysterious blue bottle called Tommy V's Swamp Strength Mosquito Lotion. And slapping it on was one Mick Fiocchi of our member station, WXPR, in Rhinelander. Hello, Mick.
Well, thank you, Jackie. Good to be here.
What is this stuff?
It says on the bottle, Jackie, Tommy V's Swamp Strength Mosquito Lotion contains no DEET. And DEET, of course, is the chemical that is the repellent part of most commercial repellents.
Well, in fact, I think the CDC recommends that you use mosquito lotions with DEET.
Well, that's true, but coming up with something that doesn't contain DEET, which is kind of an unfriendly material, had some attraction to it.
And Tommy V's is a local brew?
Tommy V's is made in Minocqua, Wisconsin, which is about 25 miles from where I'm sitting right now, right here in the Northwoods. I did a little experiment the other night. We went for a walk in the woods right at sunset, which is prime mosquito time, and I put Tommy V's on my right arm and my right leg and the right side of my neck and face and on my right ear, and not on the left side. We walked around for about a half an hour in the gathering gloom, and I had a number of mosquitoes interested in the left side of my body, and not one mosquito landed on the right side.
Well, you just don't get product endorsement like that anymore. And we have brought on the creator of Tommy V's mosquito repellent, Tom Vrastiak. Now, you just brewed this stuff up this spring, is that it?
Actually, I've been working on the project for about a year. And I went online and did some research as to natural alternatives, things that are shown to repel insects of various kinds. And I came up with a pretty respectable list of essential oils that were good at repelling mosquitoes. Well, not just mosquitoes, but insects in general.
And what are those essential oils?
Well, the ones that I have in the mix as it is now, the one that I'm selling is cedar, mint, geranium, clove, lemongrass, and rosemary. I started mixing things until I found something that I thought smelled good, and then basically what I would do is slap it on a leg and I'd go outside and see if the mosquitoes would respond to this. And I was quite interested to find out that indeed they did not want to land on the place where I put the lotion.
Well, we want our listeners to know that this is a totally unscientific product test. And Mick, it sounds like it's taken off in Rhinelander anyway. Are you seeing it all over town this year?
It's at most of the small gas station grocery places, yeah.
And how do you smell when you use Tommy V's?
Well, cedar, geranium, mint, clove, lemongrass. It smells great.
Well, Mick Fiocchi and Tommy Vrastiak, thanks very much for speaking to us from Rhinelander, Wisconsin today.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.